Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. How about a salute to Brooks Koepka for holding on, getting it done. Fourth major win in his last eight starts. Despite not playing well on the last day, I mean, he almost did choke that thing away with a 4-over-74. Didn't matter, though. Brooks Koepka now in a category with Tiger and Jack and one other super old golfer who I forget. I think it's just one other player. But winning four majors over the span
might
of
been
eight
Gary
starts.
Player.
Gary Player? Mm-hmm. Holy cow. And no doubt the best golfer in the game right now. But beyond that, I think the closest thing we've seen all these Tiger imposters that come up and have a great year. And it's like, hey, but this is the first time a guy's actually done something in a short window of time, kind of like what Tiger did. Spieth almost pulled it off.
Right.
You know, his 1 year was
2015.
Yeah.
First, second.
Yeah. But this thing is now spanning over three different golf seasons, the dominance from Brooks Koepka.
It just goes to show, man. I guess you should lift more if you're a golfer.
Yes.
Got to get all jacked up.
Yeah.
And then not talk to anybody. I'm sorry, I don't know golf. That I was watching it, but he played with, I call him Jordan. He's playing with the dude that wore the Jordan brand, and that guy likes to talk a lot, but Koepka doesn't talk at all, so he's having to talk to policemen escorting him down the fairway, and, you know, he's just like,
That's awesome.
You listen to Drake? Yeah, I like Drake. Like, I like Drake. Because he likes to talk the whole round, mm-hmm. and Koepka doesn't want to say a word the whole round.
Sweet.
So, hey, speaking of him not talking, did you see what went viral about him when he was walking off?
Yeah, that was before the round, right?
No, I think it was when he finished up and he was going in because they said he was the champion.
Okay.
And his
so he's in that walk from the 18th green
to fill out your card.
Yeah, to fill out your card. So he's walking with his girlfriend Gina, who's like a hot actress, right? And she's trying to give him a kiss.
Yeah.
And he's having none of it. He's walking straight ahead. Like Mike said, he's focused. She tries it twice, and then she frowns all up.
Oh, she was bent.
Oh, she was mad.
We're on TV, and I can't get a kiss.
And the camera never left him because it was a long walk. And the guy
did get her kiss after the putt on 18.
Yeah, she did. And she got a kiss when he got the trophy. Yeah, on 18, I guess they held up the trophy on 18.
Oh, did they come back and do a presentation or something?
Yeah. All I know is he rebuffed her twice.
No, I saw that too.
Woo!
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, you know, that. But I think if you're that guy, you know, you don't want the, you know, public displays of affection or whatever. You feel embarrassed by it. It's not like.
Yeah, he's focused. Focused.
But you know how.
It was tough for Koepka. Yeah, and it was tough for Koepka, too, because they wanted him to go into the clubhouse to fill out his card, but he wanted to go to the weight room. And they're like, no. You got to fill out your card and do the presentation.
But I got to lift, coach.
He's like, my girlfriend wants to kiss me. You guys want me to fill out cards. I just want to go lift some weights.
Give me a steak and a protein shake. Completely bananas abduction story Saturday night in Fort Worth. I couldn't believe it. I woke up Saturday, and I don't know if the conclusion had been posted or I was just looking on the wrong websites, but there was about an hour and a half where I woke up where I was really thinking about it, and I was waiting for Abby to wake up and how I was going to talk to her about this, and then I was expecting we were going to tune into television and see this search and get to know the family and all that, because I mean, this mom was just outside having a walk with her daughter, and the story goes, a 50-year-old man, Michael Webb, pulls up, grabs daughter, jumps in car, and then 8-year-old daughter, you know, not a tiny one, but, you know, so daughter gets thrown in the vehicle, and mom's running over to, like, stop him, and he pushes her down and drives away.
Yeah.
So, like, the worst thing possible, as I'm thinking in my mind constantly, oh, you're paranoid, you're helicopter dad or whatever, you don't let her out of your sight, you're always got a hand on her, this, that, and the other thing. But then I'm thinking, man, maybe I'm not being careful enough. If someone's just going to pull up in front of your house and snatch your kid and drive away, I was like, holy cow. But then, you know, I guess I got home, and the next time I looked at my phone or Googled it or whatever it was, we started to get the information of the search and the volunteers from that church group.
Yeah, it was amazing. At 6:38 p.m., this happened. Mm. So you see, I was talking about DFW security, but you see people with the doorbell cameras or the security cameras outside their front. So they get the make and model of the car. I don't know if they had the license plate or not. I don't think they might have got that, but they knew what the car was. and obviously had somewhat of a make of the man because the mom fought so hard to try to keep the daughter as she was put into the car and I think ripped off like a chain of his. So now they had like quickly had DNA. I don't know how quick they could do this, but at least I saw the Fort Worth police saying that really helped too, that they had the car on video. They had something taken from the man, from the mom, so they could quickly try to put pieces together. And two of the guys from this church that were searching because they were told the Fort Worth people came together very quickly and they were told, go search apartments, go drive through every apartment you know within kind of a 15 or 20 mile radius, go hit every hotel you can possibly hit and look for this make and model of car. This is the color of it. If you guys see this at all, immediately report. And at 2 something in the morning, these two guys found the car at a hotel.
Wow.
Asked the people running the hotel, hey, this is the make and model of a car that has kidnapped an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Do you know what room they're staying in? Yes, we do. And then the police barged in and luckily found the girl, as far as we know, somewhat unharmed. Because it's scary to me because I'm thinking this guy most likely wanted to rape her and kill her. I mean, I think that was his goal. Like, you know.
Well, he'd been charged with assault of a minor just last year in 2018. Yeah.
Wow.
But so far they're saying the only charges against him are like aggravated kidnap.
So they haven't said exactly why, not officially why he snatched her?
No, I mean, it happens. They got him Saturday at 2:00. I mean, I'm just assuming he went to a hotel.
Right. Yeah, he was at a. So I don't know. You know, I was surprised that he was so close. Like 8 hours later, your car is sitting out and I think he had to have been highly intoxicated or insane to think that he could actually get away with this and then just go park the car at a hotel. I mean, the family is so lucky that for whatever reason, he was not a more sophisticated.
Well, how quick do you think? I wonder, he probably never thought he was caught on camera. Now, his face wasn't on camera, but he probably thought he did this, even though it was in broad daylight on a neighborhood street that nobody actually saw except for the mom. And so it's going to take a while to kind of start getting a search going, and had no clue that city of Fort Worth was going to immediately have hundreds of people start searching every apartment and hotel and all kinds of areas like that.
Yeah, this was so random. My initial thoughts were he must be related to them. He must be a family member. He was?
No, was not.
That's what's so scary about it. Because if he's related to him, you can kind of figure, okay, he knows this little girl, and that's why he's going to snatch her up.
He thinks that they would be better parents over here.
Something.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, because usually when you have an Amber Alert, it's more of a custody situation gone wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what was so terrifying about this one. It was an actual stranger that had just snatched right off the streets.
Yeah, I have to rethink some of the things that I do with my kids. I have my kids walk the dogs by themselves. Like, go walk the dogs. The dogs are driving me effing nuts. I hate them.
Yeah.
You know? Go walk them and see if we can get some energy off of these dogs right now. And they don't walk very far. Like, literally, they just walk 2 blocks and around.
Two kids together?
My boys like going separate ways because
they're like,
I want to. Yeah. Well, not the dog. It's just they want to do their own thing.
Okay.
They want to be their own kind of man type of deal. Yeah. And so they're like, I'm going to go this way. You go that way. Mm-hmm. And then let's see who walks them the longest type of deal. Let's see who, you know, can kind of stay away. And we're like, you know, now, crap. I mean, this looked like a nice neighborhood. I don't know. I just going off of the video cameras and stuff, the doorbell cameras and everything, it looked like, something
beautiful
that,
area.
That it wasn't going, that
was
this
so random. Wouldn't,
you know, not that I don't know. I don't even know where this does happen, but you don't think that in Dallas or Fort Worth, random people are driving the streets snatching up kids.
That's why it's made national news, because it's so random like that, and there's no relationship with the mother or the daughter. There's no, it's not in a bad part of town, quote unquote, and it wasn't like he talked to the little kid and lured her with candy or conversation.
Yeah.
He just
your
grabbed
worst
her.
Nightmare.
It's just I think something like this happened in, I want to say, Utah a few years ago. And the only reason I'm kind of remembered, it seemed like they did a 2020 on it, where this girl got abducted when she was going to school and off her bike.
But she is abducted for a long time,
for
right?
a long time. And then she escaped. She
is that
escaped
Elizabeth
like
Smart Gal or something maybe like that?
Something like that. She had to wear the veil and everything.
Yeah. And it's like the craziest, greatest story that she escaped after like 10 years or something as a teenager.
Well, I'm sure all parents hugging their kids and feeling appreciative that you don't have to go through that. That 8 hours of thinking the worst in every story like this you've seen, then the relief, 2:30 in the morning, they found her. She's unharmed. Unbelievable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.